Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Georgie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the Christopher Foley government's plan to sell off state-owned land to private developers has drawn criticism from locals and housing advocates alike. Formerly known as the Visi site, a riverfront between South Bank and the West End, the 7.1-hectare site is expected to be developed into over 400 high-end homes. Concerns were raised by locals over the lack of consultation and the worries over the lack of proper infrastructure to support the planned development. The government claims that the initiative is an effort to meet housing demand, to which opposition spokesman for state development Cameron Dick retorts, "This LMP plan is a big win for property developers and a massive loss for Queenslanders seeking to put a roof over their own head."
Calls for mandatory fire sprinklers in specialist disability accommodation, or SDAs, have risen out of concerns from disabled residents over safety and lack of independence. While fire sprinklers are mandatory in aged care homes, they are only recommended in SDAs, despite over-representation in fire fatalities, with 62% of those dying in preventable residential house fires being disabled. SDA Alliance CEO Jeremy Hope stated that the safety of people with disabilities in their living environments isn't negotiable, with the fairly inexpensive implementation giving residents up to 90% improvement in survival rates.
In national news, teachers and officials from the New South Wales Teachers Federation are raising concerns about the effect of the new anti-hate speech laws on free speech, allowing for teachers to be fired for their comments both in and out of the classroom. Premier Chris Minns announced that judgments over whether or not behaviour constituted hate speech would no longer require police prosecution. An organiser for teachers and school staff at Palestine, New South Wales, expressed deep concern, claiming that the new code would allow for the firing of over 200 members of the advocacy group for their support of Palestine. 11 months ago, universities across Australia adopted Gillian Segal's definition of hate speech despite outcries over her ties to the far-right group Advance Australia.
The federal government will respond to an audit of the Defence Estate portfolio that covers the Victoria Barrack buildings in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. The properties cover 3 million hectares of prime land that are currently being underutilised by the defence sector in the government's recent analysis, which found the facilities to be largely empty. In its current use, Victoria Barracks, Sydney, over the next 10 years is estimated to cost $195 million of taxpayers' money to facilitate infrastructure and sustainment costs. Current employees and functions of the site will be moved into currently vacant office spaces, allowing the government to reevaluate its spending, which city councils hope will see the investment of how much needed funds into housing sectors or public spaces.
And in international news, the Paris Cybercrime Unit has raided the French headquarters of social media site X, formerly known as Twitter, as part of a recent investigation. Elon Musk, the owner of the platform, also known for being implicated in the Epstein files, has been summoned by the Paris Prosecutor's Office and Europol for voluntary questioning over alleged cybercrime amid ongoing reports of the site's AI Grok being used to generate explicit photos of minors. The possibility of a social media ban for people under 16 is also being proposed in Greece and Spain, with the former Prime Minister criticising the platform's amplification of disinformation.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is cloudy with no chance of rain. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band.
And that's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.